Well, good morning to all of God's people, and welcome once again to Christ Church of Grace. May the love of Christ fill your hearts and keep you warm on these cold winter nights. Before we get started, I've got a funny story I want to tell you. So there's this story about this farmer who went to his house one day and to tell his wife and family some very good news. He said the cow just gave birth to two twin calves. One red and one white. We must dedicate one of these calves to the Lord. He said, we will bring them up together, and when the time comes, we will sell one and keep the proceeds, and then we'll sell the other and give the proceeds to the Lord's work. His wife asked him which one was going to be dedicated to the Lord. He said, there's no need to bother about that right now. We'll treat them both in the same way. And when the time comes, we'll do as I say. A few days later, he entered into the kitchen looking very unhappy. What happened? His wife asked him. He said, I have some bad news. The Lord's calf is dead. Wait, his wife said, you didn't decide which calf was the Lord's. Yes, he said, I decided it was the white one, and the white one is dead. The Lord's calf is dead. Oh, that's a tragic story. Though maybe this farmer should probably ask Ananias and Sapphira how giving to the Lord in this way might turn out. So let's turn right now to learning the proper way and reason for giving to the Lord. So turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Get all this set up for you. And there we're going to read about how Paul's encouragement to the church was going forth to encourage them in their generosity and how they're giving was truly a spiritual ministry that we all participate in. So 2 Corinthians 9, we read, starting in verse 12, it says, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confessions of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne. Lord, we surrender our lives into your hands. Our hope and our future is found in you. We will worship and glorify your name right here and right now. So Lord, please teach us your ways. Show us what you would desire from us. Remind us of your power, your greatness, and your glory. And let us never forget just how great and magnificent you are and of all the wonderful things you have done. We surrender our lives to you and this service, and we surrender this service also into your hands. And we do this in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, giving is a big part of our Christian life. So why do we give? And what is the importance of giving? Well, my point for you today is this. Give in remembrance of God. Give in remembrance of God. Today, we're going to see that we give so that we may learn to revere the name of the Lord always. That is so important. We're going to learn a valuable lesson today about giving and how we use that to learn to revere God, to respect Him, honor Him, and worship Him in all that we do. You see, giving is our response of gratitude, our response of gratitude to God's sovereign love and grace. It is, in a sense, our joyful act of worship. So let's open up this gift and see exactly what God has given to us. Back in our text, let's see what God has given us. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 12, we read, "This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God because of the service by which you have proved yourselves. Others will praise you for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers, for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." It's interesting to note that the Greek word charios in the Bible can be translated as grace, favor, or even gift, as it is here. God is describing this gift that has been given to us. When we think of a gift, we think of many things. A gift can be something like riches, it could be even money or power or love, anything. But in this case, and what we're describing here, the gift is a person. God so loved the world that He gave. He gave His only begotten Son as a gift to all mankind. Love is the cause of this gift, and the gift is the expression of that very love. Yes, Jesus is God's gift to the world. And grace is never more on display, more clearly, than as the gift of the person of Jesus Christ. This is a gift that we inherit from our Father as His adopted children. God is giving it to us. He doesn't owe it to us in any way whatsoever. He's giving us the gift of His Son. Do you realize how Jesus is so valuable that as we read in this verse, it calls Him an indescribable gift? And there's nothing to compare Him to. Not only that, but the gift of Christ just draws all other divine gifts after it. For it's written that in Romans that He who did not spare His own Son gave Him up for us all. How will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? We cannot receive just any one thing unless it is given to us from heaven. As James says, every good and perfect gift is from above. Yes, in Christ, God has given us a treasure trove of gifts, of truth so deep that we can never fully exhaust them or fully explain them or understand them. And to fully take hold of this indescribable gift and all that comes with it, we must receive Christ. We must receive Him, the person of Christ, as our gift. John Calvin put it this way. He said these words, "As long as Christ remains outside of us and we are separated from Him, all that He has suffered and done for the salvation of the human race remains useless and of no value to us. If we don't have Christ, if we are not found in him, all of this is in vain. It is useless. It's useless to us and to mankind. For in Jesus, he displayed all of his grace. And Jesus did this by giving of himself. Jesus displayed grace most fully by giving of himself. Christ's sacrifice is the model for how we are to show grace through our giving. He's shown us the way, the path, the template. He's the archetype. We were made for God and to fellowship with him through this very gift of Jesus. Yes, Jesus is the gift. He is the perfect satisfaction of our souls. He says in John that I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. He is the gift that keeps on giving. Wow. Isn't that so powerful? And in light of all that God has done, should not all of it call forth from us a flood of thanksgivings? Thanksgivings to God for his indescribable gift. So isn't that the case? Well, actually, the Heidelberg Catechism answers that same question for us. Should we not give our thanksgivings to God for his indescribable gift? In question 86, it says this. Since we have been delivered from our misery by grace through Christ without any merit of our own, why then should we do good works? This is Heidelberg Catechism, question 86. It says this. Why then should we do good works? Well, the answer is this. Because Christ, having redeemed us by his blood, is also restoring us by his spirit into his image, so that with our whole lives we may show that we are thankful to God for his benefits. We are thankful to him, so that he may be praised through us. So that we may be assured of our faith by its fruits, and so that by our godly living, our neighbors may be won over to Christ. All of this, our good works, are to show our thankfulness for all of the benefits of him, and to be praise his name, to praise him through those good works and the giving of those good works. All of it in thanks be to God. All that we are and all that we have is from God. He's the giver and the owner of grace. We are simply stewards who mediate this grace. The first and the final giver is God. He therefore deserves the first and the final glory. He deserves it all. It is divine grace that propels our human giving. We give because he first gave. Back in our text in 2 Corinthians 9, we read in verse 13, because of the service which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity, sharing with them, with everyone else. What goes before us is our confession of the gospel of Christ, what God has done for us. And in that, our generosity is expressed in our giving. Yes, it is God's divine gift of grace that fuels our giving. But why is that the case? Well, because all things are from him. All things are through him and to him. And to him be the glory forever and ever. That's what the word of God tells us. It's all for him. It's all by him and for him and through him. Paul asked the boastful Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4:7, "For who makes you different from anyone else?" he asked. "What do you have that you did not receive? And if you didn't receive it, why did you boast as though you did not?" You see, he's challenging them to say they have no excuse. We must come before our God humbly, acknowledging all that we have comes from him, because everything is a gift from God's hand. We need to recognize that in our heart and our spirit, and our actions should speak to that. Everything is a gift from God's hand. So in light of that, what is our response to this gift, this indescribable gift? What shall we render unto the Lord for all of his goodness? Well, let's go back into our text in 2 Corinthians 9. We're reading there about the service and how overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God will come from us because of the service by which you have proved yourselves. Others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing. Our God wants our gratitude. He wants us to see the immeasurable worth of his gift of deliverance and redemption in Christ to us, and he wants us to respond accordingly. We need to see the true value and worth of the gift that he has given us. And for us, that response is in giving thanks to God, in surrendering our hearts and all that we have to him. Our highest honor and praise belong exclusively to our God. For it is only Jesus that bears the scars that have set us free. Oh, it is only Jesus that has given us the victory over death and the grave. There's only one name that is worthy to rise upon every tongue, only the name of Jesus. All to him we owe. Thusly, we need to render unto God by giving him the best and first of all that we have. Every time we give God our praise and offerings, we are doing this in remembrance of him. We are remembering him, his sacrifice, his suffering. So for us, giving should be an active expression of our gratitude. Giving should be an active expression of our gratitude. We should be placing him as worthy above everything, about everything we own, everything we possess. He is above it all. And we freely give away all that we have in order to obtain that pearl of greatest price. A famous man, G.K. Chesterton, said this. He said, "The true soldier fights not because he hates what's in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him." We cannot be selfish. We give because we love the giver and his sacrifice. We love him and his sacrifice more than our desires or even what comes from his hand. We don't give to get. We give in remembrance of his gift. We give to remind us to lean upon the arm of God instead of the arm of flesh. We give in remembrance to support and advance God's kingdom and bring many sons to glory. We give in remembrance of his suffering to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and feed the sick, heal the sick. As we read earlier in dedicating the temple, we read how David thanked God for the privilege of giving. You see, giving is to be a joyful act that contagiously spreads amongst the people. The goal is learning to give, and to give completely, just like Jesus. This type of giving requires something. It requires a generous heart. It requires a spirit of generosity. So what does it mean to have the spirit of generosity? Well, it means to give in a sacrificial way, following Christ's example. Yes, Christ's sacrifice is a model and an incentive for all true Christian giving. I think Winston Churchill summed it up best when he said this. He said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life from what we give." We make a living from what we get. We make a life from what we give. So powerful to recognize the importance of giving. We all must give, because we all got something to be grateful for. There's an old African proverb that says, "Even the hen lifts up her head toward heaven when swallowing her grain." We all have been blessed by God in some way, whether we believe or not. God causes the sun to rise and rain to fall on the just and the unjust. So no matter our lot in life, we owe our appreciation to someone other than ourselves. There's this story of his minister who had a friend who was an atheist, and he'd been trying to convert him for so long. And he used every argument that he had to bring him to Christ. But he found that nothing fazed him until this atheist's son was born. He was deliriously happy and thankful. And the minister asked him, "Who are you going to thank?" He asked him that one simple question. Who are you going to thank in light of what you've been given here, this beautiful child? Who are you going to thank? After that question, that is when this atheist became a Christian. So powerful. We've been given so much from God. You can't hide it. You can't deny it. We must recognize it. Let our giving be an expression of thanksgiving. Let it be an enthusiastic celebration of Christ, who he is, and all that he has done. So next week, we're going to take this even further. We're going to learn how to excel in this grace of giving. So express yourselves, express your gratitude for God's indescribable gift in your giving. We give so that we may learn to revere the name of the Lord always. It is to be our joyful act of worship. We give because we trust completely in God and his providence. Grace is God's indescribable gift of his Son for us. He has given us all things. In adoration, we return just a small portion of what we have been given back to him. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Lord, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for loving the unlovable. You have done what we could never do ourselves. You have saved us, and you have loved us to the uttermost. Our lives will be forever a monument of praise to you and we will forever express our gratitude and love for you through the sacrifice of our lives and all that we do for your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for showing us your indescribable gift of love in Jesus. Amen.